From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The federal agency investigating the massive recall of more than half a billion eggs due to a salmonella outbreak now says it is focusing on contaminated feed as the possible cause. The Food and Drug Administration has been looking at eggs from two major U.S. producers and says the salmonella turned up in feed found at both Wright County Egg and at Hillendale Farms. Sherry McGarry is the emergency coordinator for the FDA Center for Food Safety.
We've received confirmation of salmonella positive, again with a DNA fingerprint that matches the outbreak fingerprint from feed samples that were provided to Politan Wright County Egg Farms and also at Hillendale Farms.
The eggs have been linked to as many as 1,300 cases of salmonella poisoning. The recall came just weeks after a new FDA rule went into effect requiring large-scale producers to conduct more testing for salmonella. The governor of Jalisco State in Mexico is calling on bar owners to install metal detectors at their doors. That's after a grenade went off in a nightclub late Wednesday. As NPR's Jason Bobien reports, the explosion left at least 15 people injured at a beach resort.
The governor of Jalisco, Emilio Gonzalez Marquez, says the grenade went off by accident. Speaking on local radio, the governor said some young people had brought grenades into the bar Pink Chaladas just off the tourist strip in Puerto Vallarta. One of the young men was carrying a bucket of beers and accidentally tripped the explosive, according to the governor. No one was killed in the explosion, but at least four people had to have their legs amputated. Grenades have become a common weapon of Mexico's drug cartels. This week, there have been several grenade attacks in the northern industrial city of Monterrey. Governor Gonzalez in Jalisco says the police can't patrol every bar and nightclub in Puerto Vallarta, and it's up to bar owners to make sure weapons aren't allowed inside. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Mexico City.
Federal government today fined American Airlines a record $24 million for failing to properly maintain its planes. NPR's Brian Naylor has that story.
The fine covers a period in 2008 when the Federal Aviation Administration ordered American to inspect wire bundles in the wheel wells of its MD-80 jets for signs of chafing, which could lead to a fire or a fuel tank explosion. The FAA says it checked over a dozen jets and found the inspections had not occurred. The agency says a total of 286 jets flew some 14,000 passenger flights while not in compliance. The $24.2 million fine is the largest the FAA has ever assessed. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the government expects operators to perform inspections and conduct regular and required maintenance. The airline says it plans to appeal the fine and that passenger safety was never threatened. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Renewed concerns about a weakening economy led to a down day for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 74 points to close at 9,985. The Nasdaq was down 22 points today. You're listening to NPR. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg welcomed a Muslim taxi driver stabbed by a customer to City Hall today. Bloomberg says it is important Americans have what he called a discourse on controversial topics. Bloomberg was asked whether the attack by a college student earlier this week may have been a result of the debate over a controversial mosque proposed for an area near the former World Trade Center site. Bloomberg said he does not know the answer to that. The driver, Ahmed Sharif, was stabbed by the passenger after he identified himself as a Muslim. Federal mine safety officials are warning coal company managers today they risk fines and jail time if they give mine officials advance notice of federal safety inspections. And NPR's Howard Berkus says the warning follows revelations about how some coal mines dodge inspections.
The revelations came in an NPR story in May and a congressional hearing the same week, in which former miners and federal inspectors described what they called a common practice. When federal mine safety inspectors approached, they said, some mine officials, security guards, and other surface workers send warnings underground. That gives miners the chance to avoid violations and citations, and that happened during two surprise inspections conducted since the deadly explosion in West Virginia in April that killed 29 mine workers. In four recent inspections, federal officials commandeered the phones so that miners underground could not be warned. Now the Mine Safety and Health Administration says it intends to enforce federal law forbidding advance notice and will seek fines and criminal prosecution when warranted. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Discover Financial Services is taking over as the new sponsor of the Orange Bowl effective next year. The announcement by the company ends FedEx Corporation's longstanding sponsorship of the college football game. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News. In Washington.